A specialized hijab for sports means Muslim women can run, jump, and compete and still keep their hair covered. It's not a new idea, but when the product was marketed by the major sporting goods store Decathlon in France, there was a backlash. It's been the talk of the country lately, and it's not just about sportswear. Rimsara Alouane is following this debate closely. She's a human rights researcher in Toulouse, France. The backlash against the idea of a sport hijab has been really intense. What have people been saying?
Well, we have politicians who has been instrumentalizing for years the concept of separation of church and state, going after French Muslims every time they can, saying that it was a violation of women's rights and, you know, we are going to free women. So those kind of sportswear item should not be provided because it's an attack on women's rights. But of course, it's very selective kind of attitude. We are going to save you. We are going to free you, but on our terms.
So people in Macron's own government have been voicing their opinion on this. What have they been saying?
So our Minister of Health declared that this was contrary to the French value of the Republic.
A spokeswoman for President Emmanuel Macron also weighed in on this issue.
Aurore Berger, who is also a specialist of this kind of attack, basically saying the same thing, how the hijab is a symbol of oppression, that we need to counter this. And again, the same kind of patriarchal, you know, attitude telling women how they should dress.
What sort of response has the chain store Decathlon, what sort of response have they gotten?
It was unprecedented, but Decathlon received a lot of threats, not only verbal abuse, but also more serious threats of death threats as well, to the point that, so they tried to respond, you know, pretty gracefully, and they had to suspend this project of selling the hijab running for security reasons because the employees were threatened.
So the Decathlon store has said it will not sell the specialized hijab for sports.
At least it's suspended for now. You know, honestly, between you and I think they will bring back the sport hijab in a more maybe discreet way.
But some are arguing against the backlash. I mean, some are defending the sale of this specialized hijab for sports. What are they saying?
Well, the argument is very simple, how basically there is absolutely no law that prohibits a private company to sell those kind of items, that as well religious freedom is guaranteed in France. And that's something that is crucial here.
Has the Muslim community had a voice in this very ugly public relations controversy?
They tried, but they're not given a voice. When they try to make a point, participate to the debate, because they are French citizens, right? They're concerned. They are called Islamo-lefties, Muslim Brotherhood. You are a threat to our civilization, you know. No Muslim women were invited to debate on it. No one.
So it sounds like Angélique Thibault, who designed the sports hijab, she's making the point that you ban that and you're also preventing Muslim women, certain Muslim women, from taking part in sports.
Yes, everything is a contradiction. It's like you are not integrated, but as soon as, you know, you go to swim, you go for a run, you know, you wear a hijab, you want to sell pastries in a Christmas market and you kicked out. So you have to integrate, but basically on our terms, otherwise stay at home. You know, when a Muslim woman wearing a hijab clean your office or the toilets or take care of your kids or your elders, nobody cares. They're invisible, you know. But as soon as a Muslim woman wearing a headscarf is empowered, has degrees, fully participate to the civil society, all of a sudden, she's a threat. Why? What does it mean to be French today? Where are we going? It's scary.
What does this moment represent for France?
This moment, like, I think France seriously has to pose and look at itself in the mirror and ponder what kind of society we want to live in. Forcing a woman to remove her hijab or force her to dress a certain way is a violation of women's rights. Forcing a woman to wear a hijab or to, you know, dress a certain way, behave a certain way is a violation of women's rights, of human dignity. So, you know, if this is happening to Muslims, it will happen and it is happening to everyone else. we live in a liberal democracy and we should actually be very careful.
Rimsar Alouane is a human rights researcher. She's based in Toulouse, France. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.